I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Listen to Gary Vee. Do you know who he is?
I do, of course, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm fascinated. So I listened to some of his talks, and one thing that he brings up that I'm fascinated by, which definitely applies to human design. If people know their design, it would really help, is just the power of self-awareness. And so many beautiful souls today are just applying so much pressure on themselves to do something that
may sound great in theory, but honestly may give them too much stress on their soul because it's kind of out of alignment with how they operate, how their design may operate, how their soul operates, what they really intend to do, what their purpose is. And so, you know, he talks about how being an entrepreneur, for example, is just like super hot right now, or working your way to be some sort of influencer or something is just super hot right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe they have success within those roles or maybe they don't, but for whatever reason, they're not happy in that role because it's just really not in alignment and they don't have the self-awareness enough to realize that it's not suiting them. So some people are even, apparently he said, taking their own lives, and that's climbing. And that's so sad to hear.
Yeah.
It's almost like knowing your human design and having that self-awareness that you don't have to be this entrepreneur. You can even just help somebody build this team, this dream team, and just build this dream itself is such a great way to serve your purpose. So
yeah, I mean, I think Gary Vee's a projector, which I love.
100%.
But I think self-awareness is everything. You know, I think that we often try to like pursue all the things that we're not, or we kind of make ourselves wrong for being who we are. And so like, there's a lot of suffering from that,
yeah.
You know, like when we're just trying to be the things that we're not. And so that's like, if I had to like sum up the feeling I feel like in my sessions, what I feel from people is like a real sense of relief, because I do think that there's just this sense, again, of we spend a lot of our lives chasing after all the things that we're not. So it's so empowering to have somebody be like, no, but this is your magic, like all the things that you already do, and your work is to really step into it. And so I think what I appreciate about human design is that I think it actually gives us a language to kind of build that self-awareness and tools to actually align with it. And I think I would say more so now than ever, like I think people are so eager to learn about themselves and really get better. And like, not just the people that are like, you know, probably listening to this podcast who are like already exploring all the modalities and like super excited, but like also, you know, when I go into companies and no one has any idea what human design is and astrology feels like crazy, like these people want to get better, you know, they're super open to like any strategy to do that. And so I think that he's like definitely onto something. And I think similar to what Ray Dalio said, I just think that we're able to be far more successful when we really understand ourselves.
Our true nature.
And our true nature. And then we allow ourselves to really align with it, even if it doesn't look like the people around us and even if it doesn't look like what we thought it was supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny, Ra, the founder of Human Design, would like not even joke. He was just like, I think it'd be so important to kind of equip guidance counselors or people at like career counselors with human design, so that when people are like considering what career to go into or kind of how best to use their energy, to have somebody look at their design and give them real specifics about like, you know what, you like might feel super recognized in small teams, large teams might be a little bit more challenging, you know, you might be a little bit more entrepreneurial, partnerships might be great for you, like just like specific stuff that kind of helps people to like find a path that works for them, because often we'll find it, it just requires like a whole lot of not finding it until we do.
Yeah. And I'm sure that helps the companies themselves too, because they're like, oh, wait, okay, now I get why this is not working out for you.
Exactly.
But this will, because we love having you around.
Exactly. You know, I've been in companies where I was kind of brought in and expected to operate like a generator, and I just like sucked at it. And, you know, like, but I've also had the people that brought me in also like often really did recognize me. So I remember one company where like I was just like trying to be like a generator for like 6 months, and I was just like so burnt out. And I remember sitting with the founder, and he was like, Erin, honestly, like your value is just like in being here. Like you just carry the ethos of this place. So like, let's hire a team to like do all the work so you can just like be the guide and just be present. And I was like, that sounds great, you know, but like it was just such a lesson, because it was like, oh, you know what, I can actually work in a way that allows me to be a projector, and like that's actually something that offers extraordinary value.
Yes. And even if you do well, maybe your soul is saying like, nope, because when the job that I was in before I started doing all this, I was doing social media and entertainment, and I wanted to be in the entertainment industry so bad, but with what I was doing, I truly in my soul, though I was doing a good job at it supposedly, I did not feel right. I was not happy. And so that says a lot.
But that's exactly it, is it's not just like, yes, we can maybe do it, but like, are we going to be happy doing it? And I think that human design, like not only tells you like where you can be the most successful, but also what's going to feel good to you.
Right.
You know, I've told this story a few times where you know, people often ask, they're like, you know, do people resist it? Like, do they not believe you? And like, I haven't really had the experience often of it not resonating with people, like actually much at all. But like, I remember sitting with this one guy and I just like shared a little bit about his human design. He's like, I don't want it. I don't want that to be my design. And I just like laughed and I was like, well, how does it feel to operate in the way that you do? And he was like, it doesn't feel good. And I was like, okay, like you can resist your design as much as you'd like. Like you and I can operate like manifestors if we want to. We can do all the initiating. But like the thing is, we're probably going to experience a whole lot more resistance when we do. So it just offers a different path to experiment with, to kind of find a way of operating that actually feels a lot more natural to us.
And how nice would that be to just flow into the rhythm of your true nature? And I do want to circle back to one thing that we talked about. We just touched on for a second in the beginning about open centers. Because when I look at my body graph, it can just look like very this intimidating, complicated Picasso or Matisse painting with a lot of black and red arrows. And I'm like, what is going on? And it's hard to decipher what everything means. So how can we read our own my body graph chart? And then also what role do the open centers play?
Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be a little bit hard to read with you. but so in human design, there are 9 different energy centers. So each of those centers represents a different function in the body and a function in our lives. And when the centers are colored in, doesn't matter the color, it means that's an area of our design that's operating in a very consistent and reliable way. That's where we draw our energy from. The areas that are white in our designs, so for you, it's 3 different centers. Those are the areas where we're actually the most vulnerable. They're really taking in influences from the environment around us. And those are the places where we can get very taken off track. But they're also the places where we're really here in school. Like they're the places where we're here to be wise, you know? And so I present people kind of the shadow and the wisdom of each so they can just pay attention to where it's showing up in their lives. So like for you, for example, you have an open ego is what we call it, which means the shadow of it. Yeah, me too. The shadow of it is that there can be a tendency to kind of try to prove ourselves or overcommit or overcompensate or make promises. Because like we just like want to prove our worth and keep getting better and better and better. But, you know, the wisdom is just like, we're not here to prove ourselves. Like there are some people that are here to do that. We're not here to do that. So like for me, with every decision, really asking myself, like, where is this coming from? Like, is this coming from a real emotional clarity that like, this is the right thing? Or am I just like trying to prove myself to this like thing or person? So that's a big one. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a big one. It takes us down.
And I've had to question myself a lot.
You know, and like just, and again, it's not always like, for me, the proving wasn't coming from a bad place. Like I wanted to do all the things and be all the things to all the people.
Right.
But like I couldn't do it. And like I would make promises that I couldn't keep and it just didn't feel good.
I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and then another big one for you is the open sacral center, which is going to be true for any projector, manifestor, or reflector. And that basically is a tendency to just be a little bit overzealous. So like take on too many things, to not know when enough is enough. In everything, you know, in work and food and sex and all of it. And like to basically like push ourselves too hard and kind of push ourselves past our level of tiredness to try to get things done and try to keep up with the people around us. And so learning how to be in the wisdom of this one is like learning how to like just like delegate and like working in spurts and like taking a lot of time to rest and like knowing kind of when to pull away from other people's energy, because we can get super like amped up and buzzy around a lot of generators and manifesting generators, which is amazing, but we also might pull away and realize we're actually exhausted. So just like knowing that balance, because we tend to be very sensitive to just like the energy level of people and places.
Yep, that makes so much sense. But I definitely feel more tapped into the wisdom of that one, which is very good. But that was hard.
Yeah, it feels like you're good at that.
So,
and there's a ton, you know, I think there's just like endless amounts of information in human design, and you can probably just like get that sense by looking at the crazy chart. I think the most important thing for every person to know is their type, their strategy, and their inner authority. And so we went through the type and strategy today, and the inner authority is basically like the different ways there are to make decisions and kind of what you can rely on to kind of consistently enter into opportunities and relationships that are really right for you.
Okay. Wait, do you mind elaborate just a slight bit on that one? So helping us make decisions on what we do with a relationship or?
So everything. Like there are some people, and this is true for me and you, that are designed to really be patient in our decision making and take time to emotionally process. So for you and I, like, we're not designed to make decisions in the moment. Mm-hmm. We're really designed to kind of give ourselves time to really feel into things before we jump into something.
Now, is that all projectors, or is that just like depending on, okay, yeah, so you get that from your chart. Yeah.
So only if you're emotional, it'll say emotional authority. And then there are some people where it's all about their gut response, where they basically know in the moment if something's correct for them based on how it feels in their gut. Mm-hmm. And if they're not getting that full body gut yes, it either just means it's not the right thing or it's not the right time yet. So that will say, that will be if you're a sacral authority. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a splenic authority, it basically means it's all about your intuition. Intuition tends to be very quiet. It's like a whisper or a feeling of resonating with something or not, or like tingles that you feel. And so the work for these people is to just to get quiet enough to like hear their intuition and then just being courageous enough to act once they do.
When I hear this, all of those correlate in a sense, because my intuition, I hear it from my gut, but also I am patient depending on what my gut and intuition say. It's interesting.
Yeah. And there's going to be like different, these things are all going to play in differently, but our authority is going to be kind of at the top of the hierarchy. So even though like you might have an intuitive hit, it's like, yes, I hear you, but like, I'm not going to make the decision until like I sleep on it and give myself a little bit of space from the decision.
Like, I'm so glad you clarified that. That makes so much sense. Okay.
Because you might have a super gut, strong gut response, but you might also be emotional. And so you're like, yes, this feels amazing. But like the people that are emotional are kind of always riding this emotional wave.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of no truth in the moment. They need to like keep riding the wave to feel like, was that initial instinct still strong enough to move forward with?
Oh, 100%.